What if everything you've been taught about sex is missing the point? In a world obsessed with sexual performance and technique, Dr. Steven Snyder offers a revolutionary perspective. Great sex isn't about what you do, it's about who you are when you're doing it. The most profound sexual experiences don't come from exotic positions or perfect bodies, but from allowing your most authentic self to emerge in the bedroom. This authenticity, what Snyder calls your sexual self, is childlike in its honesty, incapable of pretending, and resistant to performance pressure. Think about those rare moments when you felt completely present during intimacy, when time seemed to stop and self-consciousness disappeared. That's your sexual self in action. The part of you that can't fake arousal or manufacture desire, but when genuinely engaged, creates an almost magical connection. Your sexual self never grows up, regardless of your age. It remains essentially childlike. This explains why so many love songs contain the word baby, and why good lovemaking often resembles the intimate bond between mother and infant. The need to enjoy and be enjoyed forms the foundation of satisfying sex, a need tracing back to our earliest experiences. Children desperately need to be enjoyed. When a mother delights in her baby's toes or giggles, she gives that child a fundamental experience of being valued simply for existing. Many relationship problems stem from partners no longer feeling genuinely enjoyed by each other. Consider scent, something you can only experience at close range, forming the final threshold before full physical intimacy. The intoxicating fragrance of a baby's head parallels how a mother's scent must smell perfect to a nursing infant. These early sensory experiences likely create the template for all future erotic connections. Happily coupled people often report liking how each other smells as a key factor in their lasting attraction. During lovemaking, physical sensation and emotion blend completely, evoking infancy's contradictory aspects, tender yet ruthless, urgent yet relaxed, culminating in the profound release of orgasm. While we're taught that selfishness is bad, in the bedroom, a certain kind of healthy selfishness is essential. Though we mature in most aspects of life, our sexual self remains saturated with the expansive narcissism of childhood. No matter how humble you are outside the bedroom, during sex, you'll still want to be treated like the most important person in the world. This healthy narcissism gives the erotic mind its energy and vitality. It's what makes sex exciting rather than merely pleasant. Have you noticed how sexual selfishness can be more arousing than pure generosity? This explains a common problem in relationships, when one partner focuses too much on pleasing their partner rather than expressing their own desire. Most people prefer lovers whose absorption in the moment makes them momentarily thoughtless, whose passion demonstrates how desirable they find you. A partner who's too focused on your pleasure can paradoxically make sex feel mechanical and disconnected. The sexual self loves power, like a child attracted to fireworks and displays of raw energy. Eros exists at the border between safety and adventure. While safety anchors it, most people need some element of power play for true arousal. Sex should feel easy, not difficult. Good foreplay is about enjoying yourself, not just pleasuring your partner. Many focus too much on techniques and mechanics, forgetting that your partner needs to feel they genuinely excite you. Sexual activities shouldn't be approached as tasks to accomplish. If something feels like work rather than pleasure, stop. Vacation sex often feels better because it aligns with our evolutionary design. The sexual self doesn't understand work. It thrives in leisure. For busy modern couples, try simmering, taking brief moments to feel excited with your partner, even when sex isn't practical. Like teenagers between classes, these quick moments of connection create an erotic climate in the relationship. Even 2 minutes of genuine excitement before sleep can maintain your sexual connection. Great lovemaking leads to great orgasms, not vice versa. In truly good sex, orgasm should be like dessert after a wonderful meal, memorable but not the primary goal. The best sex happens when couples focus on enjoyment rather than reaching orgasm. There's a high road and low road to orgasm. The high road follows intense arousal naturally, while the low road occurs through mere friction without much arousal. Low road orgasms leave you unsatisfied and wanting. The female orgasm represents a profound yes. Women, conditioned early to say no in various contexts, find special significance in this wholehearted affirmation. While everyone has sexual accelerators and brakes, women typically have more sensitive brakes, requiring specific conditions for arousal. The two-step method, first connecting with your body's silence, then maintaining that connection during intimacy, can transform your sexual experience by helping the sexual self find its way home. Women often need specific conditions for sexual desire, more particular than men's requirements. When these aren't met, desire can vanish. Common barriers include stress, exhaustion, body image issues, anger, depression, painful intercourse, pressure to orgasm, trauma, and relationship problems. The belief that something is wrong with you for not feeling desire becomes self-fulfilling, killing whatever desire remains. Having obligation sex creates a destructive cycle. Your sexual self rejects being forced into unwanted activity, which further diminishes desire. For couples with mismatched desire, accepting rather than fighting the current situation can be transformative. Focusing on actual feelings rather than desired ones creates space for authentic connection. While women's loss of desire is often pathologized, men's sexual withdrawal is equally common but less discussed. Male sexuality extends far beyond simple visual stimulation. Nakedness inspires awe because sex and religion share deep connections, both involving connection, faith, and renewal. Most couples develop their own private religion where lovemaking becomes a sacrament. Good sex satisfies our hunger for sanctity, and lovemaking itself can be a form of prayer, an act of surrender where erotic energy flows through you. The sanctification of ordinary moments matters more than peak experiences. Real faith develops when couples commit to regular intimate time. When behaviors seem irrational, like losing desire before romantic weekends, it often signals childhood-rooted remote causes. Sexual arousal keeps us present, opening another dimension of time. Sex requires attention without judgment, and we must parent our sexual selves with gentleness and patience. In erotic moments, we feel an inherent faith in our shared future. Though logically nonsensical, this belief that love survives death stems from early attachment experiences. Sexuality becomes about connecting to something timeless, touching eternity through intimate human connection. By honoring your sexual self and creating space for authentic pleasure, you enhance both your sex life and your relationship's meaning.